Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Unsure to Unstoppable podcast with the Empowerment Coach. Today we are going to dive into a truth that sometimes feels really uncomfortable, but it's essential because without it, we are nothing, to be honest. And that is your health. Because this last wee while, since I'm recording this on the Wednesday, it's the 1st of October, by the way, my favourite month, my favourite month. It also happens to be my birthday month, so I'm not sure if it's because of that or because of Halloween that makes it my favourite. But side note over. Since Friday, which we're now on Wednesday, I have been unwell, which has been really unusual for me. I am never unwell. But yeah, and it's really knocked the stuff about me. We get so caught up in chasing stuff, so chasing success, chasing relationships, chasing external validation. But when your body, your mind, and your energy aren't supported, nothing else can really thrive. So your health is your foundation, your power, your fuel. And without it, everything becomes a struggle. And trust me, I have felt that so much this week. So today I want to talk about why health is the ultimate act of self-love, how to recognize when it's been neglected, and how small intentional shifts can transform your life completely. So I want you to think of your body as like a home, because ultimately your body is a vessel. Every success, every dream, every relationship, they all take place in this home, in this vessel. So if the foundation is weak or crumbling, everything else feels unstable, maybe a bit vulnerable. Your health isn't just about looking a certain way. So we're not talking aesthetics, like fitting into a quote-unquote standard physique. It's about energy, vitality, clarity, resilience, and so much more. It's all about showing up for yourself fully and your life. So I want to ask you a little question. How are you caring for your home? How are you caring for your vessel? Are you nourishing it? Are you moving it? Are you resting it? That's one that I get difficulty with for sure. Or are you running on empty, pushing past warning signs and hoping for the best? Now I've came a long way. Once upon a time, I thought I was superwoman or super resilient because I was just pushing through. And settling over the last couple of years, I've realized that actually that is not actually beneficial. I actually need to rest and I need to slow down, and there's so much power in slowing down. It doesn't make it easy though. So many people will think that health is purely physical. It's your diet, it's your exercise, it's your sleep. And although those things are absolutely crucial, health, true health, also includes your mind, your emotion, your spirit, all of these beautiful things. Like your mental and emotional health directly affects your energy and your body. I mean, you can't fully show up, feel alive, stepping into your power without nurturing all aspects of your well-being. So how do we know if we're ignoring our health? Some obvious signs are chronic fatigue, illness, inflammation, sleepless nights, injuries, but there's also some subtler ones that we need to keep an eye out for. That might be feeling emotionally drained, reacting rather than responding to life, which I know for sure I've been this week, difficulty focusing or making decisions, low motivation or joy. And these are your body and mind speaking to you. Your body and mind are so clever that they literally have the tools, have the knowledge, have the wisdom to be able to heal, but that you have to sometimes just sit back and listen. They're saying things like, I need attention, I need care, I need you to show up for me, and not just what you quote unquote should do. And when we ignore these signs, we pay the price in so many areas of our life. But let's not have it all doom and gloom. The good news is that you don't have to overhaul everything at once. I said this a million times, haven't I? Transformation begins with small, intentional actions. So that might be moving your body daily, even if it's gentle. It might be about what you're actually fueling your body with, like the nourishment, making sure that you're giving it nourishment, giving it macronutrients, all that sort of stuff, and all the nutrients that it needs, supporting your energy and your immunity. It might be prioritizing sleep and rest, practicing mindfulness, journaling, or meditation, releasing what no longer serves you emotionally for your mental well-being. And that can look like so, all of those can look like so many different things, and everybody's unique, which is beautiful, that we can all look for different ways to allow us to heal and feel good within ourselves, mind, body, and spirit. So for me, I love doing weird and wacky things, but equally, I love the complete opposite of that. I love a challenge. I love something that's like overarching, something that's a bit scary. Bit of an adrenaline junkie, but equally I love the stillness. I love be it's more difficult for sure, but I really embrace stillness, calm, nature. So I'm very much like a two-edged sword for sure. But no matter what it is that works for you, what it is that lights you up, what it is that makes you feel whole and nourishes you, every small step compounds. Every choice that you honor your body and your mind is a declaration telling yourself that you are worth it and that you're choosing yourself. Your health is your ultimate power in life because without that as a foundation, everything will crumble. Like I said, it's your foundation, it's your freedom, it's your fuel for your life. You can't chase every goal in the world. Or you can chase every goal in the world, sorry. But without your health, you can't really fully show up for yourself or anyone else. And it makes chasing those goals so much more harder. So what I want you to do today is I want to invite you to take one intentional step towards your health, even if it's something small. Because when you can prioritize your health, everything else in your life will start to shift. That's when you see things like people who go to, for instance, a personal trainer, and it's not just their physique that changes. There's so much about them that changes because it's a full shift. It's not just about health. There's so much more than that when it comes to, it's not just about your physique. There's so much more. It's not just about your how you look externally. It's about so much more, your mind, your body and your spirit and soul. So if you're ready to go deeper, to reclaim your energy, your confidence, and your unstoppable power, I would absolutely love to guide you. I don't have it all figured out, but that's the beauty of it. I'd love to guide you. Join me on this unsure to unstoppable journey. And you can message me health or visit any of my social media platforms, my link tree, all that beautiful stuff. Now, and next time, I want you to remember, until next time, I can speak today. I want you to remember you are your greatest investment. And I think sometimes when it comes to health and bettering ourselves, we see things as a cost. But actually, it's not a cost, it's an investment. It's an investment in the future version of you. And what more important investment can you make? Your body, your mind, your spirit, nurture them all, and you will absolutely rise. The next week, I am going to be joined by a beautiful guest. I am recording that podcast on Monday, so next week will be a guest episode on the season two. I hope this served you well today. If you have any questions, comments, or just want to get in touch, then you know what to do. Have a magical, magical day.